Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks for joining us again on the Authority of Love broadcast at WJMM 99.1 FM, Central Kentucky Christian Radio, or on the podcast. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. You know, we have many great assurances that in God's Word and because of His great grace and mercy toward us in Christ. That was yesterday's message. If you missed it, here's a quick recap. Did you know that submitting to and belonging to Christ removes any condemnation in your life, no matter what you've done or where you've been? This is for all those who walk in the Spirit and no longer continue to walk in the flesh or are growing and maturing in the Spirit and moving away from the flesh. It'd be a good way to say that. Along with that, your sin is removed. You are made righteous before God because of Christ paying the penalty for that sin and taking your sin nature, and your sins away. You're completely forgiven. Again, no matter what the sin is. We also learned that in this relationship with God in Christ, we have all that we need in terms of provision and help because He knows best and will provide and withhold perfectly. Our job is to trust Him. Go back and listen to it. You can do that at WJMM.com. Click on the podcast tab near the upper right, and then the Love and Lordship links, you'll get today's and the previous 2 days' messages. Now, you can also go to loveandlordship.com. That's our ministry site from which the Authority of Love comes. And you can find those and many others. If you click on the read, watch, or listen tabs, you can find podcast videos and articles. You can also click right on the Vimeo or the Podbean tabs further down on the page, and you will find many more videos and podcasts there. So thank you. Connect with us. We'd love to engage. Loveandlordship.com. Loveandlordship.com is where you'll find that, and I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for those who have done that. Now, we're going to build on yesterday's episode of how much God's grace and mercy has extended to us so many things and has made us who we are in Christ. This is our part five, our fifth message in this series, but it's also like part two of yesterday's message, Identity in Christ 4, Knowing and Loving Who You Are in Christ, part two. I hope that's true in all of these, and I hope it's not too confusing, but I think you'll see that the continued connections, and if you didn't get a chance to listen or watch, again, go back at WJMM.com or loveandlordship.com, and you can find those. We have to remember that God's grace gives us what we don't deserve, can never earn or receive on our own, while His mercy does not give to us what we do deserve and withholds what our sinful fleshly hearts and actions would and do deserve. This goes beyond acceptance and assurance, as we are established, anointed, and sealed for God's purpose and glory, and we're going to find out what that actually means today. So pay close attention as we continue with this series and to build on knowing and loving who we are in Christ. In 2 Corinthians 1, 21 and 22, Paul writes, "Now He who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge." Here's one of the most powerful and fulfilling promises that we have in Christ. Established, anointed, and sealed by God with the promise and presence, indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. In all these promises that we've been talking about as our identity in Christ, as well as so many more to come, every one of them are yes in Christ. You're anointed, which is taken from the pouring of oil on the head and beard of the high priest and any others, allowing it to run down over the garments of the person so that they were being set apart for God's specific purposes. The anointing of the Holy Spirit has set you apart for God's kingdom purposes that He created and recreated in Christ, Ephesians 2:10, for His glory and your good. All of this has been sealed by the giving and indwelling and overflowing of the Holy Spirit in you. He is the deposit dwelling in you that guarantees that you belong to God, and He is your heavenly Father and will always care for you. That's why we are instructed to be careful not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Look at Ephesians 4:30, or quench, push out the Holy Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Right after his word has told us what his will for us is there in verses 16 through 18 of 1 Thessalonians 5. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all things. Are you beginning to get the bigger picture of how our lives are reflect what God has done for us in Christ? And even more so, how he is to live in and through us? The Holy Spirit makes all of that possible. You are established in every condition and every truth that his word has said that you are. Now, don't let the world or others compare, rate, or rank you in any way. You have the very Spirit of God in you if you are a believer in Christ, and he will show you all that he has in store for you as you seek, know, and love him. Do you know him? Or are you still trying to figure it out on your own and allowing the world to define who you are? You can know, and it is the greatest thing you'll ever know. Established, anointed, and sealed by him and for him. And as you are, you will come to know what it means to be free and fulfilled. I pray that you've been encouraged and blessed by walking through the truths of God's word that declare who you are in Christ. If you're just joining us, we're in a series, a second major series. The first was the names of God to teach us how to know and love him with all that we are. First and greatest command, right? The second is our identity in Christ, which means, do I know and love who I am so I can begin to fulfill the second greatest command? Love others as I love myself. You see, nothing in this world or in the spiritual realm can take this identity away from you. The only way you step out of this identity is if you choose to do so, to walk away from and reject Christ. Even then, and this is a beautiful part of identity because of who he is and what he's done, he still loves you. And like the father of the prodigal son, he waits with open arms to show you that love. You need to know this and remember it at all times so you will continue to grow and walk in who he is showing you that you are in Christ. Nothing can separate you from his love. Romans 8, 35 through 39. Don't let your past, certainly not your present, those around you, the world, your selfish desires, or anything else keep you from his love that is always available to you because of what Christ has done for you. This is what he wants you to desperately know so that you not only know his love, but can truly know and love who you are in Christ, the first and second greatest commands. Do you know him? Do you know his love? Are you beginning to know and love more and more who he has recreated you to be in Christ? You can, because he died, paid the price, and then conquered not only sin and took it away, but conquered death and hell by rising from the tomb. As I pray, we are becoming very aware that our identity in Christ is very fulfilling. Our focus today, hopefully, has encouraged us to know and love not only who we are in Christ, but what he has called us to. Paul describes it in Philippians 1:6 when he states that God is at work among us and in us and through us. He goes so far as to say that Paul, by the Holy Spirit, says he is very confident and wants us to be as well, that our great God who has begun this good work in you, all who believe, all who are faithful, and he is faithful to complete that work until the day of Jesus Christ, his return. We need to be reassured that Christ has not only saved us, but as we walk with him as Lord, he is fulfilling every purpose and the specific purpose that God has created you for, and that Christ gave himself so that we could be recreated to accomplish that very end. As I said earlier, that's Ephesians 2:10. Look at verse 8 and 9 before that, see? This is done as we allow him to have his will and his way in and through us. And in so doing, we shine like stars in the universe. That's his light that we shine. That's Philippians 2:12 through 16. Check it out. Closing out with our food for thought today, we can continue to strive in our own strength to fulfill what we would like to do to please or impress others. Or we can rest and abide in God through Christ who has given us all we need. As we do the latter, we will find that the greatest confidence and contentment are found in Him and His perfect purpose, in and through us. I pray you know Him and are finding out all that He has in store for you. Action items today: read the scriptures in this message. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number two, journal what you've learned about your identity in Christ in this episode. Number three, reflect on and then write about what it means for God to seal you. The covenant is sealed by this Holy Spirit. And four, reflect on and write about what it means that nothing can separate you from God's love. Join us again tomorrow as we continue with this Identity in Christ series and close out this week, because Friday we'll have Family Foundation Friday, of course. And just how awesome and inspiring it is to be called, sealed, and set apart for God's purpose as we walk as Christ's disciples. Be sure to invite family, friends, loved ones, and enemies. We all need to hear it, right? This great gospel message of Christ, and apply it in every part of our lives and relationships. Now, as always, you can find more out at loveandlordship.com. One of the things there is in the middle of our homepage, there's an icon with a picture of the book, The Authority of Love, the second edition. Click on that and you can order it, or several if you'd like, to give to friends. If you're looking for it on Amazon, be sure to spell out second, S-E-C-O-N-D. You can also give there on the loveandlordship.com site. There is a blue give tab near the upper right. Click on that. You can give one time or ongoing. Thank you. Greatly appreciated. And all donations are tax deductible. Now, if you'd like to donate other ways, you can do it through Cash App, mobily, cash.app/$LoveAndLordship. That's all together with both L's capitalized. That's cash.app/$LoveAndLordship with all together with both L's capitalized. And then finally, you can donate by mail. We have several that do that. Send it to Love and Lordship to our office at 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. That's Love and Lordship. Send it there to that attention to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. And as always, I say this every time, if the Lord's not leading you to give to us, thanks for listening and thanks for your prayers, but keep praying until He shows you who He would like for you to give to, so you can be a part investing in that kingdom work. He will bless you as you are obedient. Thanks again for joining us. Thanks for your prayers, and thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ. Stay tuned right now for Bill Reeser and Encounter coming up next. And at 12:45, my good friend Greg Horn and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.